Why? Because I want him to enjoy himself. But when he doesn't do what I tell him, I ain't too happy, are you? So one of the quickest ways to experience God's goodness is to obey. Come on, let's look at Abraham. Let's see. He said, now the Lord said unto Abram, his name was Abram during this time, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred. Y'all know the story. And from thy father's house unto a land I will show thee. Next verse. And I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Next verse. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse him that curses thee. And in thee shall, how many other families? How many? I want you to remember that now. All the families of the earth be blessed. Next verse. So, hey, watch this. Now, he just, the first three verses was God's instruction. The instruction came from God. Now it's Abraham's turn. You see it? So Abraham did what? Oh, God, man. Look, man, I don't know where I'm going. I need to at least know where I'm going, God, before I... That's what he said. What did he say? What happened? He departed. Do y'all see that? He didn't even know where he was going, but he did what? As the who? Lord has spoken unto him. He was obedient. And in Lot went with him, and Abraham was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran, or what are you going to call it? He didn't even know where he was going. Y'all see that? As the Lord spoke, Abraham, I want you to go. All right, God, here we go. And he took off. He was gone. All right, let's keep going. God made, wait a minute. Yeah, God made his name great. That's chapter 12, that's verse 2, right? And then made him very rich. Go to chapter 13, verse 1 and 2. And Abraham went up out of Egypt, he and his wife and all he had, and Lot with him, into the south. He took off. And what happened? And Abraham was very, not rich. He was what? Very rich in what? Cattle. In what? And in gold. If you read the scripture before that, Pharaoh took his wife. And when he found out that God plagued him, and he found out, man, take your wife and here, take this too. Take some money and take all this with you. Because he obeyed, God blessed him. God blessed him. Now, I want to tell this story right quick. I don't know if you remember my brother telling this story one time. It just keeps resonating with me. Powerful story to me. And he said he had hooked up his trailer, had tubes on the back or whatever it was, wheelbarrow. He got in the truck and had everything ready, get ready to take off. And the Lord spoke to him and said, hey, get out, go back there and check your trailer, wheelbarrow, whatever it was. He told him to go back there and check. He said, now, Lord, I know I hooked that up. I know I put that on there right, whatever it was. And he said, okay, but he got out and checked anyway. And when he went back there, that was his little, I got one in my pocket. I got one too because of him. Little flashlight. He put me on there. If you don't know, this is a little flashlight. I keep one. His little flashlight, made just like this, was laying on the ground. Now, the Lord told him to get out there and check his trailer or check the wheelbarrow, whatever it was. But back on the ground, the Lord knew my brother's flashlight was laying on the ground. He was so good, he didn't want him to lose his flashlight. Now, I was talking to him about this last year. I said, I wonder why. I said, I wonder why the Lord didn't just say, Jeffrey, go back there, your flashlight laying on the ground. He said, you know what my brother said? I probably wouldn't have listened. And point I want to make is, I'm going to get there. Wait, let me tell this story first. I told this in Sunday school. I know Bishop remember this. Now, the Lord instructed Bishop for this building y'all see, completed him and Swirl did most, a great deal of it, finishing it up. This room in here was like a workshop, basically. barren here. We had no work been getting done, and the Lord told Bishop, go out there and dance on that stage. Y'all remember that? Anybody remember that story? Anybody remember? What Bishop, man, what in the world I'm dancing on the stage? Why would I want to do that? You know what Bishop did? Got out here and danced on the stage. Got out here and danced on the stage. Can you tell what happened? Can you? I don't.
And
you see the stage. Praise God. Amen. Some people called and said, hey, didn't some people show up for sheetrock and all that? Whole team came. Sixty-five people showed up and hung sheetrock in this building. Now, 2 points out of this, one, what does having to look at hooking up a trailer have to do with this flashlight? And what does dancing on this stage got to do with sheetrock? Ain't got nothing to do with it to you. But guess what? God is so good, God knows exactly what to say. Watch this, let me establish this. God is never wrong. He never misses it. And he's always good. His end result for any instruction he gives you is always good. If you will obey and follow his instructions, you will experience God's goodness. Now, what instruction have you got that you need to do? What instruction have you got that you need to do? I'm telling you, God is at the ready. I want to bless him. I want to. But he's waiting on you. He already completed the work, did he not? In this Resurrection Sunday? Didn't he get up? It's already done, y'all. Settle that today. Come on, say, God never misses it. He's never wrong. And he's only good. Did you get that? So if God opens up his mouth and speaks to you, guess what the end result always will be if you obey? What will it be? Good. It'll be good. It'll be good. Now watch this. Was it easy for Abraham just to pick up and leave his daddy? If you read the chapter 12, there was a famine happening during this. Was it easy? Nope. But he did it. And he made him very rich. And God kept his word to Abraham. Glory to God. I should have put my glasses on. Jehoshaphat. And then also in verse 15 and 17, he gave him land. Y'all remember where him and Lot kind of had a little squabble? He said, let there be no division among us or quarrel among us. He said, pick what you want. Lot picked up what he thought was the best, and God still blessed Abraham. Go read it. Jehoshaphat, let's check him out. Jehoshaphat obeyed, and his people spent 3 days. How many days? 3 days gathering the spoils from his obedience. Y'all know that story? Who knows the story of Jehoshaphat? Nobody? A few people? Wow. Let's look at it. 2 Chronicles 20. I said 25. We might have to back up. Well, I'll just tell it. Jehoshaphat, there were some people coming to fight against him. And he sought the Lord, and everybody, they, I believe, fasted and prayed. And the Lord said, you will not fight this battle. And instead of putting warriors out in front, they put praisers out in front. And they praised God, and they sang praises to God. And God caused those people to turn on themselves and kill each other. What if he hadn't obeyed? Lord, I think we can do it. Lord, you,